Welcome along to another Daily Takeaway. It's Bush and Richie here. This particular episode of Home Time that you're hearing is actually coming from our homes. There's industrial action on the trains today, so both of us are from home. I'm in the home office here at my pad, Bush, and something in front of me that really makes me fear for the industry that makes these things, because I think it's very much something of its time. And as we all work from home and go online, I can't see that many people are going to be in the industry that makes bulldog clips.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even think they were still a thing.
I mean,
bar an actual orgy, I don't know what people use bulldog clips for these days.
Yeah. I'd not had that use up the top of my list.
Dominatrix. That's what it is. It's that kind of stuff. Rubber outfits in local newspapers. That's what that's all about.
I've got four here. Do you want them?
What, bulldog clips or four uses for them?
I've only got one use, but I got four bulldog clips, and it sounds like you've got more ideas than me.
That's two each. Perfect.
This is the Daily Takeaway.
Now, look, we're both in good moods, and I don't want to turn this too dark too quickly this afternoon, but Bush, I've been receiving a lot of emails over the last 48 hours, which has made me think, if I died in my sleep tonight, what is the legacy that I'm leaving the world?
It's a very morose thought or vibe right at the start of a Home Time show. We've had all the bells and whistles and the music and the dancing, and now this.
It's really not meant to be. Over the last 48 hours or so, a lot of people have tweeted me. I've had a few emails via hometime@absoluteradio.co.uk saying, thank you so much for the tips that you have been sharing over the last few years for my patented Richie Firth winter windscreen clearing method. Obviously, it's been cold, it's been really snowy in plenty of places, and a lot of people have heard my wisdom over the last few years here on Absolute Radio with my patented hack and have been getting in touch to say, thank you very much, I used it, I remembered it, I retained that knowledge, and it was really handy this morning. Now, that's great, and I love all those people saying thank you, but it did make me think, is that it? Is that what I've left the world? If it all went south tonight, is that what I've left the world?
How do you want me to put it to you? Do you want me to send you an email? I'm joking. I guess what you're saying is this, and this is a very, very good point, actually. It's like, say, God forbid, something bad happened to you, and the news of what had happened to you went on like a news ticker at the bottom of like BBC News 24, right? Would they describe you as Richie Firth, the man that invented the windscreen air defrostation system? Is that what you're wondering, that that's what you'd be known as, your epitaph?
Exactly. Look, you know, I'm 46. I hope there's a little bit left in me just yet. I don't want this to be the legacy, but if that is it tonight, for whatever reason, I think that's what they're saying.
I mean, I don't know about you. I mean, I'm a year or so older than you, and I'm so tired. I don't know whether I've got any other stuff to give, so that might literally be it.
There's a Red Bull soapbox race win in there. That could go as well. I'm not sure. But what everyone gets in touch about is my sun visor air circulation windscreen clearing method. And that's it.
You can start by working on the name, because you've got 15 different names out there as well. Hey, I mean, I saw your Instagram the other night. Aren't you in the top 10% of Duolingo doers for Italian learning?
All right, top 3% in the UK for Italian learning in the last 365 days.
Okay, the boundaries of that are shifting around a little bit, but that's still another thing in the bag. So I think you need to look at it within a more positive perspective.
Hey, David has got in touch, leaving his legacy. He says, I'm brilliant at counting in 75s. I'm a brickie. Why would brickies be good at counting in 75s? I don't know.
I've got no idea. Absolutely no idea. That's probably one of the most baffling things anyone's ever sent into this show. And we've had some weird stuff over the years. Speaking of legacy, for me, I was just thinking about this. What would be my legacy if things were to take the phrase we keep using, turn for the worst this evening? I think for me, it'd be my board game collection. I've got about a board game collection of like 100 games. I think that would be the thing that when someone's got a library in Edwardian times, they might donate the library to like the Royal Society of, I think I might donate my board game collection to like the to somewhere or something and have my name on it.
I think your partner, Katie, would also be very up for that, because if it was to take a turn for the worst tonight, I get the impression that she wouldn't want to necessarily keep all the board games.
No, she would actually help people walk them out of the house and load them onto the van, which hurts, but, you know, let's just be realistic.
8, 12, 15, take stock of things. If things were to take a turn, what is the legacy you're leaving at this stage right now? Because I'm worried that all I've given the world is my windscreen clearing method in cold weather. Andrew says, the memory of me falling off Greavesy's van during the 2006 World Cup might have been one you had to be there for, but his mates, they'll always remember that.
As in Satan Greavesy.
I don't remember Satan Greavesy being at the 2006 World Cup in a van.
If true, absolutely incredible. More intel on that, please. One thing that's just dawned on me, though, is that maybe people aren't aware of your patented cold weather windscreen defrosting method. Because obviously that came to light on The Breakfast Show.
Yes.
You know, back in your previous carnation in The Breakfast Show. But maybe if you're a home time listener listening to this right now, you don't know the actual details of what this method is.
Oh, well, you lucky home time listener, because I had to think about that and I've prepared this infomercial. Hello, my name is Richie Firth and you might know me for my famous patent pending winter windscreen clearing method. You too can have a clear windscreen in minutes without ruining a credit card, boiling a kettle, or scratching your screen. Start by settling yourself in the warmth of the driver's seat. No need to hang around in the cold here. Start the engine and then put both your sun visors to 45 degrees from the roof of the car. I'll explain why you're doing this shortly. Next, set your blowers to hit the windscreen. Turn on full power and full heat. If you've got aircon, switch that on too. It'll remove the moisture from the car. The warm air is now making its way up the windscreen, heating it up and melting and defrosting everything that's outside. And here's the genius of science. When it hits those sun visors, it's going back down the screen as well. You're not losing it to the back of the car, you're maximising all that wonderful heat. And what it means is you'll have a clear windscreen in double the time. This system works with ice and snow. After a few minutes of heat, try a little tickle of the windscreen wipers. Check to see how quickly things are defrosting. Just be careful not to leave them on. You don't want to wear out those blades. A clear screen in minutes or your money back. The Richie Firth patent-pending winter windscreen clearing method. Happy motoring! I've had a tweet here from someone saying Gabby Roslin gave that tip out on BBC Morning Live recently. I think you should start asking for royalties.
Sure, I think you've had it like robbed off you a couple of times over the years. I mean, that's why it's quite good. If you follow us on Twitter or whatever the hell it's called these days, at Absolute Radio, you've done a little video as well. So it's now time-stamped as your ownership of that particular method.
Time-stamped as mine, and let my one go viral, because it was me who came up with it in the first place.
It's your Heimlich. It is your Heimlich. That's what that is. Do you remember earlier on someone was saying their legacy would be being able to count in sets of 75 because they're a builder or a bricklayer? And we're like,
yes.
What the hell are they talking about? Tom Corbett's been on and he says, lads, apparently bricks are 75 millimetres. Well, who knew?
But the bloke said that his legacy was he could count in 75s. Ah, well, that's because it's 75 millimetres. Now I understand.
Wouldn't it just be easier just to count the bricks? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
That's exactly what I'm thinking.
They're doing it all wrong. If you're in the building trade, you're a bricky. You've been doing it wrong for ages. You're making it more complicated for yourselves.
Invite us onto site. We'll show you how it's done. The Daily Takeaway.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway. Right, so there's something on our phones and on your phone right now. It's kind of like our DNA. You've set it to a particular yin or yang without really thinking about it. But that little decision alone says a lot about the kind of person that you are and that the way that you're wired. We are talking about light mode or dark mode on your phone. OK, have a little think right now. Look at your phone. Which one are you? If you're a light mode kind of person, i.e. the white, brighter kind of background setting for your mobile phone, I would say you're probably trustworthy, kind of honest. You try your best, you're a bit transparent in a good way. You don't mind other people seeing what you're reading or texting on the bus. If it was Dungeons and Dragons, your alignment would probably be lawful good. But I would also say as well, I hazard a guess that you might be technically naive in that maybe you don't know how to change it to dark mode, even though you might want to. Now, if you're dark mode on your phone, for example, having the darker background to the text on your phone, I would say you're probably a bit shady, maybe a bit under the radar, a bit cloak and dagger. You don't want everyone to see what you're reading on the train, maybe. Dark mode is kind of life's tinted windows in many ways. And if it was the alignment of Dungeons and Dragons, the role-playing game, you'd be chaotic neutral. So it's kind of like two tribes, light mode and dark mode. The big question is tonight on Home Time, in this hour, is which one are you and why? Richie, light mode or dark mode? What are you?
I don't want to confuse things more, but I'm auto.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's that? Is this like a third
a third
island between the two?
I have my phone set to the hours of daylight and the hours of nightlight. So when the sun is arised, I will be day mode. But when it gets to nighttime, my phone will automatically switch to night mode. So, Mr. Psychoanalyst, what does that say about me?
I've got five words for you: Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. A psychopath. That's the sign of a psychopath. You're one thing to one people, and in the evening, like a Bret Easton Ellis novel, you're up to all sorts at night. That's even more sinister, that, isn't it?
Dorota is saying, uses light, only YouTube in the dark. Now, even I can see that that does sound sinister.
Yeah, YouTube in the dark is very sinister. A lot of people complain about how light mode actually hurts their eyes. Ashley says dark mode, as it's not a flashbang from a video game when you look at it.
It's Bush and Richie's Sound of the Season.
Time for Sound of the Season, our rebranded Sound of the Decades. We were going through the decades quite nicely, but we thought things were bearing down on Christmas. What we're going to do is find and isolate a specific sound from the festive period. If you can guess what it is, you win an amazing prize.
There's the sound one more time. We can tell you it's definitely not a staple gun, because that's what got guessed yesterday. Let's find who our contestant is today. I believe it's James.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Hey, good to have you on board, Jamie. James, we had a delivery driver called Andreas on yesterday. He was quite off the track. What do you do as a job, as an insight into whether you might be getting this right?
I'm a telephone sales operative.
Telephone sales operative, good at listening.
Yep, so I'm told anyway.
Okay, so this might be his kind of thing. Who knows?
Yes, and this is probably the longest you've had someone on the phone for quite a while, because normally when one of you people call, I've got you off within about 4 seconds.
Oh, really?
I'm not that sort of guy. I'll tell you that right now. I'm not that sort of guy. I will tell you those are my own job. I'll tell you that right now.
Okay, so what kind of thing do you do?
Well, basically, I work for a company that deals mainly with fasteners. So basically, like, you know, nuts and bolts and stuff like that. And basically, I sell them to my customers all across the country.
Oh, wow.
I think James is a back-end tech kind of guy.
Yes.
He's not front. Are you more back-end than front-end, James, if you don't mind me asking?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I wouldn't get a call from... I wouldn't get a mysterious phone number come up saying Glasgow and it's you trying to sell me back-end fasteners.
No, definitely not.
Good.
Okay, we've got that sorted out.
So the only other question to ask James is, James, what is your guess for the sound of the season?
Yeah, well, it's got to be a nutcracker cracking a nut.
Let's have a listen one more time. How percentage sure do you think you are, James?
I just went into the phone call straight away and thought, it's got to be like, it can't be that, anything else.
Now, of course, with it being festive and Christmas, are we talking a Brazil nut? What would be your nut of choice, Bush?
I don't really ever have nuts.
You don't have nuts?
I don't understand what he means, really. what's
James,
that?
If you were to be cracking a nut, what would be your nut of choice?
I'm not a nut person either.
Yeah, I think this whole cracking nut thing is like, what is it, not stuck on a boat in the 1600s or something, do you know what I mean?
Exactly.
What is your nut of choice, Richie?
Well, I do like a whole nut.
Do you? Yes. What is a whole nut?
Well, the ones that you find in, like, Cadbury's milk chocolates.
You wouldn't be cracking them, though, would you?
No, just eat.
I think it's three fellas chatting here who all don't know what they're talking about with nuts.
Anyway. Monkey nuts. Monkeys crack nuts, don't they?
Not at Christmas, though, do they?
Well, they do. Pistachios.
I like
a
pistachio.
You wouldn't use your crack nutter, would you?
No,
not
no.
A nutcracker with a, pistachio.
If you crack nuts at the festive period, do get in touch. Sorry, we've got James still on hold here a second, but do get in touch and tell us more about it, because we clearly don't know very much. Should we find out whether James is right?
I think we probably know.
You're a loser, and you have lost.
James, unfortunately, it's not the right answer, my friend, but it was great to have you on the show.
Thanks, guys. Merry Christmas to you both.
And to you, James. And
keep that back end up.
All your back end nuts. We play again tomorrow for 3 Absolute Radio coffee flasks.
This is Bush and Rich's Daily Takeaway.
It is a cold old Tuesday night. It's going to be a cold old Wednesday morning as well. Thank you for all the emails and your tweets. Email hometime at absoluteradio.co.uk or find us at Absolute Radio on the socials. For all the messages off the back of... we were talking legacies earlier, weren't we, Bush? And I was concerned that the only legacy that I will be leaving in life, should things take a turn for the worst overnight, that my only legacy will be the patented windscreen clearing system that I have passed on to people for cold weather. A lot of people have been thanking me for it over the last few days, and we've been talking about it on the show earlier, a little infomercial to give people...
You say that. I mean, it's ironic, actually, you talk about legacies, lasting impressions, etc. We've had a lot of people get back in touch about your infomercial that we played out earlier on, because obviously there's people who might not be au fait or familiar with your method of, you know, defrosting a car's windscreen. And I'll just read you one. We've had a load. We were going to do this in any other business at the end of this hour, but we've had so many messages that we need to deal with this at source. Graham in Falkirk says, guys, can you please play back Richie's windscreen clearing hack? I'm sure he makes quite a big error about how long it takes you to do it. Have a little listen to this. This is what you said in your infomercial.
You're not losing it to the back of the car. You're maximising all that wonderful heat. And what it means is you'll have a clear windscreen in double the time.
Well, there you go. I mean, Jarvis the Bouncer says, I hate to be pedantic, but surely you mean it clears the screen in half the time, not double time. That's loads more, isn't it? That's not what you want. What a legacy, Richie. What a legacy.
It's a Freudian slip. That is my legacy. Do you know what? I've often said my headstone will probably read, Richie Firth with best intentions.
Well, this is it. That's perfect. I mean, Stan from Dundee says, the Richie advert is wrong. You can put that in your LinkedIn profile if you want.
Sun visors, 45 degrees, hot blowers on, and you will be having a clear windscreen in half the time. That's the legacy that I'm leaving everybody. Do get in touch. These are great. Dan says, I do tattoos. My legacy will be all the tattoos I've done over the years. Think about all the ink that Dan has put into people over the years. That is a legacy. Chris in Blackburn says, I've written a book about meerkats. It's only been bought by 63 people on Amazon, but still, it's a start.
It's weird, isn't it? Going back to what Dan said there, he's essentially kind of graffitied, good graffiti on people, and they're walking around with his artwork on them. I always think about, you know, like those legendary give peas a chance, those people who graffiti bridges that everyone sees on the way to work or back from work each day. You know, the people out there, that's quite a legacy, even though it's kind of illegal. It's interesting, isn't it? Andy says, gents, we've got about 400 board games right now. I was just saying earlier on, my legacy would probably be my board game collection. Maybe I'll give it to a library or something like that. He says, we've discussed if we should bequeath the collection to a charity in our will in that very manner. It's a tough call. Absolutely.
The Daily Takeaway.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Three official signs that Christmas is nearly here. First of all, Whamageddon begins on the Dave Berry Breakfast Show. Secondly, I play a festive tune on the Indie Disco. Thirdly, the 12 Daves of Christmas kicks in on Home Time, and we're on that week. Thursday this week, we launch another round of finding 12 amazing Daves from up and down the country, Home Time show listeners. So if you're a Dave and you want to be part of it, we would love to hear from you and get you to sing in our song.
Now, in many ways, the start of the 12 Daves is actually quite sad. It's the start of the last 12 Home Time shows before we pack up for Christmas and come back in the new year. That day is Thursday, the 12 Daves of Christmas, marking those 12 shows, those 12 days. If you are a Dave, a David, or indeed maybe a David, all of you are welcome here on this Home Time show, hometime@absoluteradio.co.uk.
This is the Daily Takeaway.
Hope you enjoyed the podcast. Just want to go back to, it was quite an unsettling start to the intro to the podcast. It appeared that Richie and I were kind of setting up some kind of rubber fetish evening. And we just want to underline the fact that it was just a joke. And it was just a playful intro to the podcast. We haven't actually arranged anything yet. And Richie's, at the time of recording this, is keeping his bulldog clips.
So you don't want them?
No, it's fine. Or maybe bring him in on Friday.